Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuitive Coaching with Amy Radio with your host, Amy Tamman. For more information, visit intuitivecoachingwithamy.com.
Hello, welcome to the program. I thought I would jump on here and do a live call-in show. I haven't done a live show in some time. So if you are listening live on the Blog Talk platform, you can call in 914-338-1387, and I'll be taking your questions and giving you psychic answers for the next half hour. In case you just stumbled upon this program, I'm Amy Tamman, and you can find me at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. I am a psychic medium, and I use my skills to coach my clients to have a more joyful and fulfilling life. So if you're looking to expand your career, your relationships, your cash flow, then give me a call. Information can be found on my site. And so there is a caller, so I'll go ahead and take that call now. If you're thinking about calling in, I like really specific questions, and you can give me as much backstory as you like, but I want it to end in a very specific question so I can be the most beneficial to you. All right. Again, one more time on that call-in number, 914-338-1387. Okay, 631-631, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Can you hear
Hello?
Me?
Hello? Yes, hi. My name is Suzanne. I'm just wondering about my love life.
Tell me what's going on in the love life.
I don't have one.
Have you been looking for one? Give me
I have. I sure have, yeah. I just
okay,
found
what
out.
What have you been doing?
The regular stuff, online, going out, I don't know.
Well, I'd say let's start there. I want you to have a dating plan. What was the last relationship? You had said, I just found out.
Oh, well, I think somebody got married that I really used to like. Do you think he did get married?
Oh, I don't know. And why, I mean, if it ain't, why does it matter, right?
Well, that's why I'm calling you to see if you see a relationship or if you see if he was married or, you know, that's what I'm looking at.
Well, that's not what you've asked, sweetheart. And I think that's where maybe the love life's not going the way you want. Because
No. I've been going on dates. It's just that I haven't found the one that I like or they don't like me. That's what it comes down to.
Now, what about this guy, though? You said... Do you want to be with him?
No.
Okay, so then let's not use this time to talk about him, right? His
life
is already
right.
Taken care of. Okay, so you've been going on dates, and what type of guys have you been attracting?
Okay, I guess what I'm trying to ask is I thought like you were a psychic because this is just like question to say, okay, go out and dance and go to a coffee club and a coffee place and you might meet somebody.
Well, I'm actually a psychic who coaches, so I actually want you to find that love, and I want to help you set up the scenario so you can attract that love, but I just need a little more information from you. So
okay.
Tell me what you've been doing. We got the half hour. It's just you and me. Tell me what's been going on.
Well, I've been going on blind dates, but they're old and ugly, or they're either losers, and that's what it comes down to, and I'm not going to settle.
Great that you gave me that information. I love that you're not going to settle. And old.
I mean,
ugly,
some people go, you're getting old, you better settle. I'm not doing it because I have a lot to offer and I want the person, I want to be attracted to them. I mean, the last person, I was very attracted, but he was a little younger, so he found somebody younger, which is okay.
Okay. Are you more attracted to younger men?
I am. No.
Okay.
Not real young.
And
I mean,
do you think you might need to start focusing on men that are just a tad bit younger? Because you keep saying old and ugly, but don't you get to see their picture before you go on the date?
Yeah, but a lot of them that are online, that's what they're like, but I'm figuring I got to go for that because nobody else around.
Oh, honey, then you're settling already. You don't need to waste
your time
going on
that date.
Well,
because there's not much out there. When I go out, it's either all couples, old and ugly, or too young.
Okay.
I'm not lying.
I'll turn it over.
I'm not lying. My friend's here. I'm not lying.
No, I believe you. I totally believe you. I want you to see, though, you have a little more control in the process. But I'm going to turn the card over for you. Okay. So the card I got for you is listen to your true feelings. I pulled that from the Unicorn deck. So it means if you already know they're old, ugly, and not your type, don't go on the date.
But they're not even old. They're around my age.
I think I'm using your terminology. So if you energetically feel that they're too old for you, even if their age is the same as yours, then don't go on the date. And then save
yourself.
But
then I'll be alone forever because that's all that's out there.
Well, honey, if you lead with that, then of course you'll be alone forever. But I believe there is
no,
love
no,
out
I don't really believe
you.
It. You're not.
I hear you. I hear you.
Can I just
on
tell you something? I'm
level.
Her friend, and I've been with her, so I know. It's because we live on Long Island. I hate to say it because I don't like to put or judge. There's a very poor selection of men out there, and the ones that are good were already taken, or they're with the other rate. Not the other. You know, they're with. They're either gay or they're taken. I hate to say it. You know, so. There's not much choice when you're in your 40s or 50s of men when you go out because it's either the young 29-year-olds or early 30s, and or there's, like she's saying, the guys that are our age are, like, really old for their age. Like, I don't know if they didn't take care of them.
Oh, no, y'all forget. I'm talking to you, but I'm already reading the energy, so I know exactly what you're talking about. I see these guys.
And
I've
been helping her.
I see what you're talking about.
I've been helping her, and we go out, and I said, you got to go here. You know, you got to try this. You got to try something new. You can't go to the same places, and it's just, like, downhill. It's like when you meet these guys, and when I had to say, I've seen her go on dates, and the guys actually come here, you know, meet her, they're snotty, obnoxious, and rude. Like, they'll come out and say, oh, look at me. I got it going on, and they really don't, and they have this, like bad attitude, and just like think who they are, and it's a kind of a turnoff. So even if you might have thought they were cute at one minute, it went downhill from there on as soon as they opened their mouth. And it's just sad. They talk perverted, and you know, all talk about sex as soon as they meet you. So it's I understand what she's talking about, especially the
okay.
guys online.
So
they're all looking.
Here, let me take over. So
go ahead.
I get it. I see it. I want your friend is broadcasting.
Yeah, I'm here.
Signal. Okay, honey, something's going on with you that you're broadcasting a signal that you're getting these douchey guys, right?
I'm not broadcasting anything.
And,
I mean, I'm not broadcasting anything.
And I think let's start here. There is the ideal guy out there for me. I only need one. And if I talk to him.
There is the ideal guy for me. I only need one. I know that. I just said
it. Okay, so hold that intention. And when you have these conversations with these men, if they don't energetically feel right, don't go on the date. Don't waste your time.
I don't, but it's getting that I'm going to be sitting here because I went out to a Smith Point last night to take a walk by myself. There was like older men. They didn't even say hi to me, and then there was just couples. That's what I get everywhere I go.
Do you feel?
Went out Friday
like
night. We went to places. It was really young or couples.
Well, maybe you need to move.
I can't. I have a 15-year-old son.
You have to.
Honey, you're not going to take my advice. So you have decided that everywhere you go, the men are ugly, they're old, or they're too young, and they're not your type.
No, not everywhere. I know they're out there. I'm open to it. Not everywhere. I just am looking. I'm want to find. I don't know where to look anymore. I'm not saying they're not out there.
Trust your true feelings. That's the card I turned over. So sit with yourself and say, where's my man?
Where's my man?
Mm-hmm. Sit with yourself and say, where's my man? And
where's
then go
my man?
Only to that place. Don't get in this desperate mindset where you're like, I'm not going to find him. I have to go everywhere else. No, go to that one place and just stick
all
with
right.
it and know it's going to show up.
Well, okay? What do you see? That's all the cards say is, like, be true to my feelings?
Yeah, be true to your feelings.
That's
but
all
also
it says.
Pay attention to the negative feelings too. If you've decided that all the men are old and ugly, what are you gonna? You're not gonna find anybody, right?
I haven't decided that. I'm trying to find where they're not.
Okay.
I mean, I know I'm not being that picky, but
that softness just came forward. You probably can't hear what I can hear energetically.
No, I'm a very soft person. It's just that.
Last
time somebody came to my door, I've known him for years, said he got me flowers. So I ran home. They weren't from like a grocery store or flower store. They were from my yard that he picked and put in my door. Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening.
That's what
I'm
I found.
Listening.
Like, and then I ran home for that. And he says he has no time for me because he has his kid every weekend, so he can fit me in on Wednesdays for 2 hours.
And he can't buy you dinner.
And he can't buy me dinner because he can't afford it.
Well, he's not the right one, so don't waste your time, right? Listen to your true feelings. Your feelings is like, he ain't my man, right? Trust
mm-hmm.
your true feelings. And so don't give him any more of your time, energy, or effort. Right? I want you to buy a rose quartz crystal, and I want you to keep it in your pocket or on your person or on your purse or wear it in a chain or a bracelet, and I want you to pray over it. I want you to say, this is going to keep all those douchey guys from me. Only that which is for my highest and greatest good is going to enter into my life. It's a rose quartz crystal. Okay? And then call me back and let me know how it goes.
I will. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Oh, yeah. All right, let's take another call. 773, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm good. Tell me what's going on in your life.
All right, my name is Jamel. I'm in Chicago. And I was just calling to see if you guys see anything coming up in the love department.
Tell me what's going on in your love life. I like really specific questions. Because then we can get to the heart of it.
All right. Well, do you see anything? Well, I don't have any options. That's what I'm saying. That's why I was calling to see if you guys see anything coming up soon.
Are you dating? Same question. So when we say I don't have anything going on, that means a lot of different things. Are you just sitting at home, like, you know, hoping somebody's going to show up, or are you out there dating?
No, I'm going out. I'm meeting people and dating here and there, but there's nothing, like, really serious going on. That's what I mean.
Do you want serious?
Yeah.
What would that look like if you were in a serious relationship?
There's a good relationship with a woman that I like. And building the friendship and companionship and partnership.
And what would you guys be doing together?
Excuse me?
Sorry, I went a little coffee there. What would you be doing? What would your interaction be? Are you guys just hanging out on the phone? Are you guys going on dates? Are you guys living together? Are you happily ever after? What's going on if you're in this ideal relationship?
I mean, ideally, yes, going on dates, just spending time with each other, learning each other, romantic involvement, eventually moving in together, you know, the whole shebang.
All right, so my spirit guides just jumped in. What's going on with you cash-wise?
Right now, I'm in school. I'm taking a few classes. And I'm doing a lot of photography work. So, I mean, my money is okay.
It's okay.
So I'm working on getting to where I need to be.
Okay. And do you feel that things are in a place where you could start dating? Because, you know, dating in the beginning, like even my husband and I were like, yeah, the first couple of years, it costs some money to start dating. Do you feel like you're in a place where you could do that?
I could date right now, yeah.
Okay.
Went on a date last week.
Okay, so the card I got is you just got to keep working at it. Also, but specifically, start acting like a boyfriend. You can kind of be a really cool guy to hang out with, and you know what I'm talking about. But I really want you to step into that role of what would I be like as a boyfriend?
Okay. Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's coming, sweetheart. Two more girls. You're going to go on a couple more. Spirit keeps showing me they're like half dates. I don't know what you guys are doing, but they're like, are you guys fully committed to the date, or is it like you're not really going on a date? You know what I'm talking about. They're like half dates. So two more of those, and then that third girl. And she's beautiful. Dark hair, long, wavy. Naturally
you said dark
growing.
Hair. What? I didn't hear the last part.
Long, wavy, tall.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Willowy frame. Yeah. It's good.
Okay.
You like her. But be ready because she wants a man, a boyfriend. She doesn't want to go on these half dates. She wants to.
Right.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about.
Okay. Yeah, I get it. All right. I can't help it, man, but anyway, all right. Yeah.
I know. I'm really good at my job. They're showing me very clearly what you do.
All right.
Take care of yourself.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. 708, you're next. If you're listening live, I do have a little more time if you want to get in the queue. 914-338-1387. Okay, 708, you're on the air.
Hello, hi, this is Nicole. How are you?
I'm good, Nicole. How are you?
I'm good. My question is, I started this job in January, and it's been going a little up and down as far as me still adjusting to it. My probation is in July, and I was wondering, do you see me like making the cut, or do you see me?
Definitely make the cut. You're going to be just fine. I'm wanting to talk about why you feel so insecure there. Because they're showing me you're a good worker and you have the skill set. But is the environment a huge change from what you were used to?
It is. I'm doing something totally different. And the place that I'm working at, the agency that I'm working for, they don't have the training because they've been laying people off, people have left.
Yeah.
And I'm on there.
I understand.
You know, it's a lot of stress. And, you know, when I had supervision with my supervisor, she was saying this and that. And, but, you know, you only got it one more month. And, you know, I'm like, I'm a little worried. That's basically it.
Okay. So what I'm picking up is don't be worried. That's your manager style. That's her management style, if you will. That's the way she thinks she's motivating you to be better, is to kind of lead with this half fear, half ambiguous, you know. She's, even if you were rocking it out, she'd still be that way. And you are doing far better than you think. They're showing me it has been an adjustment for you. Do you like it? Let's start there. Do you like it?
I like it, but I just feel like they're not the type to give you, you know, when you first start a job and it's something new, you're supposed to have that supervision, but they're so...
Yeah, jobs don't do that anymore. I was a recruiter for years. I have, and now as a coach, and I work one-on-one with people, I mean, I have clients and, you know, big jobs, and they just kind of throw them in it, you know?
Right.
It's scary.
I felt like I was just thrown out in the lake and said, no lifesaver, said, okay, you can swim back. And I'm like, what? You can do
well,
it.
Well, and
on,
you've been
back.
In the workforce long enough that you remember when they used to do actual training, right?
Yeah,
they don't do that anymore.
Well, they laid off because it's going through so many changes. They've been laying off. Even the people that do the trainings, they're laid off or they left. So it's like, so if I'm not getting the training, how can I do it effectively?
Okay, so this is what I'll tell you. You're doing better than you think. And we're going to look at this from a lot of different angles. Remember, I have the ability to read energy, so I'm going to give you a lot of information based on what I'm picking up. They said, so they want focus on what they are asking you to do. You have an ability to go above and beyond, and that's what makes you sparkle. But for right now, just focus on what you're being asked to do. Make sure you're hitting all of those bullet points, checking those boxes. And then put your sparkle on top of it. And this is where you're going to have to turn off that very analytical brain of yours and really go almost into, like, my spirit guide says you'll understand what I'm saying, almost kind of robotic mode, in the sense that nail the basics, and you know what I'm talking about? Nail those basics,
yes.
And then bring in the sparkle. And you're going to have to quiet that part of yourself that wants to sprinkle a lot of perfectionism on top. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, not right now. Wait until month 4, and then you can infuse a little bit of that perfectionist spirit into your game. But right now, just nail these basics. And it's going to feel a little routine, and it's going to feel a little robotic. But that's what you need right now to get you through the next month. It's also going to be a really big confidence booster for you to know that you can just focus on getting what you need to get done. You don't have to think about all these other different pieces. You just, I'm here to do what they hired me to do. So figure out what that is and do that. Does that make sense the way I'm explaining it to you?
It makes sense. So you're saying, because my probation is over July 19th, so... Stay focused, only focus on the basic, and then I'll be able to.
You'll be just fine. And then you can really start to bring all the your soft skills, and you do have that. That's how you got hired, is that you've got this, you know what I'm talking about. You got a little magic in you where you can just, you know, really make things just shine, is what they're showing me. It's like you could just turn, it's almost, thank you. My spirit guides are saying it's alchemy. You have a really beautiful ability to turn, like, metal into gold. And I'm speaking metaphorically, but you know what I'm talking about. You want to be in your gold creation right now, and this particular organization you're in, you got to focus on making sure you're doing the basics. It's, yeah, I'm sorry about that. But just right now.
Okay. Because I was like, okay, do I need to start looking for somewhere else?
Well, that's why I asked you, do you like it? And you said you did. If you had said, no,
yeah,
I don't like it, then I would say, let's go look. But if you like it and it's somewhere you want to be and you're happy with the compensation and you like, you know, the commute and the environment, it's great. But I do want you to start learning to praise yourself. Like, at the beginning of the day, I want you to give some self-praise. Good job for showing up today. and I want you to be even really basic. Good job for showing up on time. You know, and praising yourself at the end of the day. Good job for getting that done. Because you're not going to get a lot of external praise in this environment right now. They are in upheaval, but the spirits show me very clearly that things are going to settle out, and pretty quickly. About your month 5, month 6, you're going to see things start to really be smoother. So just kind of ride with it right now and just take really good care of yourself. And what I mean by that is you're going to have to be your own boss inside. You know, good job, and, you know, and maybe I should try to do this a little bit better, or I could have hit that punch a little bit better, but not from a critical place, but really be your own motivator, and that's what's going to get you through this. So you might need to write little notes to yourself in on Post-its and put it in your desk, like, you are rocking it out. You are so amazing, right? And I know it sounds cheesy and cliche, but it's actually going to work. and it will quiet that part of the mind that wants to go to worst case scenario.
Okay, because that's what I see creeping in, and I don't want to live in fear. Like, oh my God, mm-hmm. and I don't want to go from job mm-hmm. to job. You know, mm-hmm. this is a good. I can get clinical experience because I'm a psychiatric assessor. So when people come to the hospital, I assess them and determine whether or not they can be hospitalized or discharged or not. So it's something different from what I'm used to doing as a social worker. And I'm just trying to, you know, adjust to it.
Yeah, sweetheart, I trust me on this one. And given what you do, you're overthinking it. You're letting that analytical side of yourself kind of ruin this experience for you. Just show up, do what you need to do, turn in the paperwork, go home, enjoy your life.
Okay.
And then you'll start to really see the accolades. It's just right now that because of this upheaval, because of that things are so, like, nobody's focused on anybody right now. You know, there's not a lot of mentorship, and, you know, they're just trying to get their foundation back in order. So you just show that, hey, I'm solid, right? And if there is something you do need help on or you do need some additional support, go and find the right person. But this is the way I want you to do it energetically, not from the place of, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, please show me what to do. And I'm not saying you would ever say that, but just the energy behind it. I want you to say it from, hey, do you have some time? Can I, you know, look at it as if they're offering you their expertise, you know? Do you know what I'm talking about? Set it up for them like mm-hmm. that. And then you'll get the help and support you need. But in terms of somebody coming around like, do you need me? No, that's not going to happen. But you don't need that. You are so brilliant and so talented. This is new, and so that's already a little uncomfortable. And just know that you can do this. You can do this. You can do this.
Oh, thank you so much. That kind of, you know, reassured me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was able to calm me down. Mm-hmm. I actually have to work later on today, so I'm like, okay. And I kind of took a few days off. Because they actually had us working 7 days a week. Not 7 days, but I was on call for a 12-hour shift. So, and when they call you in, you have to come. So,
sure, I totally get it. So, way I want you to do this: pray before you go. However you pray, and however way you pray, I'd like you to, during this, until you're past your 3 month, I'd like you to bring a little stillness into your life. People call it meditation. I call it just sitting quietly and breathing. You can listen to music if you want, or you can just breathe. Just breathe. And I'd like you to do that every day. And that's what's going to really start to bring you back to center. Because when you are at center, you are fantastic. You know what I'm talking about. You know when you hit your groove, right?
That's true.
Mm-hmm. So all we have to do is just manufacture that from within. And so the breathing will help and the prayer will help. And water.
Okay.
Drink water.
Yes, because I see myself getting a little dehydrated. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm good at my job.
Yes, you're picking up on it, yes. Thank you so much. I was so worried. I'm like, oh, my God.
No. Like, you're fine. And they showed me that instantly. They showed me that instantly. You're just fine. So, good.
You
good luck to you.
All right.
Say
thank
again.
You so much.
All right. Take care.
All right.
Ah, good show. That's so nice. Great callers. I was praying for good callers. So I'm sending you so much love and light, and in whatever direction of time and space you're listening to this program, I pray it was a blessing to you. We're all a part of the collective messages that came forward. And may your days be beautiful, wonderful, and amazing. Take care. Bye-bye.